broke my airplane, and I got so mad, I threw it against the wall. Why do I get so angry sometimes?
You get angry because you give in to your temper. Overcome your anger by giving it to God. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm doing well, and I hope you are too. My name is Zach. Did you know that an airplane will stay on the ground as long as it's moving very slowly? Gravity is what holds it down. But once the plane gets going on the runway, a force called lift pushes it into the sky. You might feel like the sin in your life keeps you grounded too, but you can overcome that sin through Jesus. Here's what 1 John 4 says about Jesus. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Our story for today is called Flying High. Jonah sifted through the model airplane parts covering his desk until he found the one he wanted. Almost done. I just have to get this propeller on. His fingers clutched the plane as he tried to attach the propeller. Then he heard a crunch. He had held the plane so tightly that it had cracked above one of the wings. Filled with anger, Jonah cursed and flung the plane against the wall. Then, feeling hot tears of shame fill his eyes, he laid his head on his arms and cried. That evening, Jonah showed the plane to his dad. "I totally ruined it," he said sadly. "Why do I get so mad about things? Will I ever get over that?" Dad turned the mangled plane in his hands. "Are you familiar with the law of gravity?" Jonah nodded. "Then you know gravity holds everything, including airplanes, to the ground. So how can an airplane ever get up in the air?" "We talked about that in science," said Jonah. "A greater law called aerodynamics overcomes the law of gravity." "Right," Dad moved the plane along the tabletop. "As the plane moves forward, air pressure under the wings pushes it upward, creating lift. The faster the plane moves, the greater the lift. When the lift becomes greater than the force of gravity, you have takeoff," said Jonah. "But what's that got to do with me getting mad about stuff?" "Jonah, when you give in to your temper, you're like an airplane stuck on the ground. The law of gravity can be compared to what the Bible calls the law of sin and death. When you're controlled by the law of sin, you can't gain victory over that temper of yours."
"So how can I stop being controlled by sin?" asked Jonah.
"You need the power of a higher law, a force greater than the law of sin that pins you down. And because you trust in Jesus, the greater force is available to you. You have the Holy Spirit who helps you live the new life Jesus gave you. And when you feel your temper rising, remember that he gives you the power to fly above your anger and deal with it in a good way. You don't have to give into it and sin." So how about you? Do you have trouble controlling your temper and hurt yourself and others in the process? Or maybe there's another sin you often struggle with. Whatever it is, Jesus gives you the power through the Holy Spirit to overcome that sin. He freed you from the law of sin so you could have a new life with him. Whenever you are tempted to sin, depend on him for the power to fly above it and not give in. Our key verse is 1 John 4:4.
He, Jesus, who is in you, is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world.
And our key thought for today, you can overcome sin through Jesus. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages, too. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.